The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
Another hour rolls on here at the Paul Feinbaum Show. Peter Burns sitting in for Mr. Paul Feinbaum, who I think, again, rumors swirling around about Paul Feinbaum that might be going to a Luke Bryan concert in Connecticut. Did not see that coming. I did not know he would be a Luke Bryan fan, but you never know. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. That's 855-242-7285. You guys are calling in. A great way on this Friday. I asked a couple of questions to you, the Feinbaum family, today. Is that if we got media days coming up on Monday, if you can get the absolute 100% truth serum and you can deliver it to one coach and he's got to tell you the honest truth about his team coming up this year, who are we giving it to? Who do you want to know? Right? Who's going to give you that? Some of the coaches may not even need it. I mean, Mike Leach kind of feels like a guy that if you ask him a question, he doesn't give a rat's you know what. He's going to tell you about it. Good, bad, or indifferent. But that's kind of what makes Mike Leach Mike Leach. Lane? Not sure. Lane's intriguing to me because this will be his first SEC media days. I think Lane is as good as the questions you ask him. I think a lot of people think Lane's going to come in here and it's going to be some, wild and wacky stuff. I think he does that on social media. I'm not sure if Lane is exactly the guy that's just going to go out there and be just this Steve Spurrier storyteller. We'll see. Again, eight coaches making their debut over on SEC Media Day. So looking forward to that. We'll be there live coverage starting, 8 a.m.? Over on Monday, me and Chris Dorian will launch our network over her SEC network from Hoover with SEC this morning. 855-242-PAUL is the number. Let's go to Tennessee. Tom, thanks for joining Peter Burns in on the Paul Feinbaum Show. What's up, Tom? Tom, you there, sir? Oh, Tom, we're going to put you back on hold just a little bit. We're going to try to get you back on here. 855-242-PAUL is that phone number. All right, let's go one more time here. Tom in Tennessee. Tom, you're on air with Peter Burns here on the Paul Feinbaum Show. What's up, man?
All right. Hey, I was just talking about the truth serum. What about, yeah. I don't know if you're talking about current or Olga, Paul Bear Bryant.
Bear would be good. Now, you got to keep in mind, too, Bear was never too, I guess he was a little bit more of a stoic guy, but Bear would talk his mind as well, too. Like, I don't think Bear was afraid to pull any punches back in the day. How about current coaches right now, Tom? I mean, like, who would you want to know the absolute unfiltered truth from?
Well, unfiltered? Lane Kiffin.
Kiffin's interesting to me, and thanks, Tom, for the phone call. Bear would have been a good one, and Kiffin would be interesting. I'd love to know how much is that defense going to get that much better? I mean, we're told that it's going to get better. How much does he care? I would imagine he does care. But I think I'd more just want kind of the old stories of him working for Nick Saban. And frankly, I think those days helped him. Right? I don't think that there's a doubt. I mean, that's why so many coaches, and you go back and look at, Lane was one of the first ones who kind of became on that, he was a premier club, early adopter of the, hey, come to Tuscaloosa and rehab your image. Right? Come to Tuscaloosa and learn from the greatest. He did it. I didn't like the way that Lane left FAU, and I think that he's grown up since then. And I think now he grew up in front of our eyes, and I think that's why he has an opportunity here to do something really special at Ole Miss. The offense is always going to be great, but him and Lebby and the way that they're calling that offense, he's trying to take more of a CEO role like he's seen Saban and all these really successful coaches do over time. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. That's 855-242-PAUL. 242-7285. Cooch is in Mississippi. What's up, man?
Hey, Peter Burns. What's up?
Man, happy summer to you. Happy Friday, more importantly, man. It's almost the weekend.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just heard your last comment there, and you said Lane Kiffin had grown up. Well, I'm going to tell you he had.
All right. What makes you think that?
because what's the first thing you do after you have three children with another wife?
Afraid to even ask that, Gooch.
You get a vasectomy. But he did not. He's impregnated another girl here who's 23 years old of a law school professor here in Oxford, Mississippi.
So, all right, Gooch, thank you for the phone call. All right, thank you for the phone call, Gooch. By the way, for those who would believe that, Lane has just, I'm sure it ends up being a rumor that's out there, and then Lane just ended up tweeting something along those lines, at least addressing it. I'll leave it that, and you can find it on his official Twitter feed over at Lane Kiffin. It is interesting as when we get to this part of the season about what we're going to learn from these guys come up on media days, because frankly, a lot of it isn't necessarily going to be football 101. Like, I vividly remember, I want to say it's Jimbo Fisher. Might have been one of the first years that he had gotten to Texas A&M, and I think it was year one. And I asked him, you know, right before he's going on stage, you know, how much you know about this team? He goes, man, I just got off of vacation. He's like, I got to find out what a roster looks like. I mean, literally, guys, I've seen coaches looking at their SIDs like, what's the latest roster? Who do we have on the team right now? Like, they're trying to figure it out. And it's even more of a big change that we have now with the transfer portal, right? Like, guys trying to figure out. I mean, almost feels like over and over and over again, you're going to figure out, hey, are the guys on your team right now? I mean, look at Dare Rosenthal, right? Offensive lineman for LSU. We thought that he was going to be the O-lineman. He was part of that going to be that, you know, that solid front that Miles Brennan or Max Johnson was going to have working for him down in Baton Rouge. That's not the case, right? Ends up transferring. Now Mark Stoops is going to talk about Dare Rosenthal as his offensive lineman. We've talked so much about, in our industry, name, image, and likeness. And I think it's the most overblown thing that we've seen in college sports. A, we all know that it should have been there a long time ago, and the NCAA probably should have stepstoned its way to making it happen. Now we know that that hasn't happened, and they may be all the way out. But the biggest change in college football, especially here in this conference, is not name, image, and likeness. Okay, it's the transfer portal. And more importantly, the immediate eligibility of the transfer portal, which, again, now I'm 42 and I'm becoming like my dad. I'm the old man on the lawn going, it wasn't like this back in the day. And I understand I have to adapt. And as a fan, you need to adapt as well to figure out, hey, what's this going to look like? But the reason why I don't like it at that point is that the 1% program should never miss now, right? Like, if you're Kirby, if you're Alabama, if you're, I would say to a certain extent, even A&M, with the way that they're recruiting, if you're a big-time program, you should never miss. Because if you miss on your first signing day, you're going to have signing day number two. All right. If you miss on signing day number two, well, that's okay. You can go to the transfer portal. If you miss on the transfer portal of kids outside your conference, you used to have to sit out a year if you wanted to go grab somebody from inside your conference. Well, that's no longer the case. So if that's going to be the future of college football, how in the world is Kirby Smart ever going to have a team that, quote unquote, falls apart when he can look and go, we've got great facilities, we got a fan base that's hungry, and by the way, we're always in contention for the college football playoff? He's not. Same thing with Nick Saban. And Nick Saban has warned everybody about this, right? Nick Saban warns. Like, if Nick Saban ever comes to a rules or a deal and he's asked by the media, what do you think about this? And he says, I don't think it's a good idea. You probably shouldn't do it, because if it's not a good idea, but it's going to be allowed, you got to realize Nick Saban's not going to just do it. He's going to dominate it. He talked about RPO and fast-paced offense and what this offense was going to look like. Do we really want sports to be this way? He asked a question. He asked a question to the rules officials and said, is this what we're going to do? Okay. All right. Sounds good. If that's what you want to do, let's do it. And guess what? Look at the offenses that he's built now with the athletes that he's built. He said the same thing about immediate eligibility in the transfer portal. I don't know if that's, you know, I'm not quite sure if that's the way we want our sport to go. You make a decision, you should have to commit, right? Well, guess what? Now that that's going to be allowed, guess who's going to dominate it? Nick Saban. It's a deal about when it comes to recruiting. Nick Saban has looked at every single one of his recruits in the eye, and if they ended up signing with Nick Saban at Alabama, they've played for a national title. So Nick Saban's not going to miss on a cornerback. He's not going to miss on an offensive lineman. Probably he's not going to miss it on recruiting. But God forbid if he did, he can look at the transfer portal. And I got to think, if the Alabama Crimson Tide calls you and you're to the transfer portal, you're probably headed to Tuscaloosa. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. That's 855-242-7285. More of your phone calls coming up. The great Gene Chizik is going to talk to us about media days and what we can actually learn. That all coming up next here. The Paul Feinbaum Show.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You can picture him rolling because he'll be rolling up to media days in a couple of days. Just a couple hour drive for Coach Gene Chizik joining me right now on the Paul Feinbaum Show. I am Peter Burns. Chiz, let's start with, before we get into the media days stuff, Jake, our producer in Bristol, Connecticut, was saying that he's going to a Luke Bryant concert. So I ask you, what was the last concert Gene Chizik actually went to?
You really want to know?
I'm afraid that even the fact the way you answered it makes me really want to know now, Chiz.
All right, buddy, you got it. It was a guy by the name, and I'm going to see how good you are here, PB, way back in the day, the guy that sang Edmund Fitzgerald. You know who that is?
No. Not a clue. Not a clue.
Well, I'm going to leave you to research that, PB. You're going to research that. That's the last concert I went to a lot of years ago.
I was going to say, we're talking over 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
It was about 15, actually.
Okay.
That's going to be your homework for the day.
And they sang Edmund Fitzgerald. Is that what you said?
The last name sounds like Lightfoot. Gordon Lightfoot. Never heard of that guy, have you?
No, I would. I do not celebrate any of his catalog. I gotta be honest.
Hey,
with
PB, all the old farts out there listening, they know who I'm talking about.
Okay, there it is. Now I know it. I imagine you had pretty good tickets for it. Gene Chizik, Gordon Lightfoot fan. We'll try to get that some coming from break so I can learn a little bit more. Let's take us back into the DeLorean SEC Media Days. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much did you like it? As a head coach at Auburn, how much did you like it? Or at Iowa State or wherever, what did you like about these things?
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
I think that different guys, approach it differently, PB. You know, it wasn't my favorite. I think a lot of guys see it as just kind of a necessary evil. But you got to remember, it's changed now because this is televised. So everything's about recruiting, right? It's about getting out there. And so many TV stations, so much social media, everybody's covering it. So it really becomes a recruiting event, right? What can I show off? What kind of fan base hope can I give to my guys out there? What is the message that I could subliminally give to my team? Because I know it's going to be on Twitter and Instagram and everything else. So I think you can use it much better these days simply because of how big of a monster this has grown into. So not sure it's guys' favorite days of the year, but I think if they're smart, they use this, you know, for the greater good for sure.
Gene Chizik joining Peter Burns here on the Paul Feinbaum Show, getting ready for Media Days coming up on Monday. Chiz, let's say this, July 19th or whatever day that it ends up starting, right? How much do you know on your team? On a scale of zero knowing, I've never seen a single face in my life, to middle of the season, I know this team 100%. Where are you at when we hit Media Days traditionally? Where are these coaches at?
Well, PB, that is directly in correlation to whether you have a returning quarterback that you like or not. And I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, when you have that, you feel like you have a pretty good handle on your football team. Because let's be honest, college football is not difficult. If you don't have a quarterback, you're going to be doing TV like me. Okay? If you have a quarterback, you got a chance to win. And so everything starts there. If you have a returning quarterback like Georgia does, and JT Daniels, and they feel very comfortable with that, you have a good idea of where your team would stand. Now, look, you don't know them until everything starts flying. You don't know them until you get them in different situations, both good and bad. You really don't know, but you have a much better idea if the quarterback position is stout and in good shape. So that's where you start with this. And if everybody goes into this season knowing that, then they're ahead of the curve, you know, versus everybody else that doesn't.
Let's talk Georgia for a bit. You talked JT Daniels. I think they're the class of the SEC this year, just because of the amount of talent, but sometimes they've had just as good, if not better, teams and not won. How much does that weigh on a coaching staff? You know, I mean, just in theory, does it at all, or is this just like a media thing that we bring out that, hey, Kirby just hasn't won the big game against Alabama yet?
You know, I think Kirby's heard it all. I mean, you don't have to tell Kirby what he's won and what he hasn't won. He knows he's got a loaded football team, and I don't think he really cares about all of the things that are being said out there. You know, what you really, you know, do as a head coach is you have the ability to be singularly focused on what's going on in your building with your players you have there and the ones that you're recruiting. And really, that's it. And there's some external things out there right now that have kind of diverted coaches' attention a little bit. You know, that they haven't really had to deal with before, like the NIL. But the bottom line is you're singularly focused. I don't think Kirby cares about what we think, what the media thinks. He knows he has not won the game that matters. The game that matters, he has not won it. He's been on the cusp of it. He's got good enough players to do it. But for whatever the reason, that hasn't happened yet, and he knows that. So I think coaches this time of the year are so singularly focused and geared in on what's happening in that building. They'll come here. They'll do the dog and pony show with their players. It'll be a nice feel-good day for everybody because everyone's undefeated. They go back to their building, and they never think about it again.
Yeah, and Gene Chizik joining Peter Burns here on the Paul Feinbaum Show. I'm just curious about it and that mentality of trying to get over on a team, right? Because, I remember Ogeron. Remember from day one, you know, after another humiliating loss against Alabama, he was just like, listen, we got to beat Alabama. Like, he was upfront about it, addressed it. He addressed it to his team that, you know, it wasn't like a hush-hush, we don't talk about it. So it's just kind of interesting to see how that, because I'm sure Kirby will be asked about it. How do you think this NIL thing has gone? I mean, I know you talked to a bunch of the coaches. Are the early results in are good? This was a nothing burger, or, oh my gosh, this is just absolute chaos?
Well, I don't think it's absolute chaos. Look, I've got a lot of thoughts on this, PB. We don't have enough time to hear what my thoughts are on it. But I will tell you this. The intent of the rule makes sense, and the intent of the rule is good. I think college athletes should get as much as they can in terms of making their college experience the best they've ever had. Because as you know, it's the best time of your life and they work. And people have no idea how hard they really work. So hard that they can't go out and get jobs. So I want them to get as much as they can, especially since the lion's share of all this money being made out there is spread to everybody but them. And this makes total sense. But where this becomes really scary is the unintended consequences that can come from this, PB. And you know how that is. You know, the transfer portal was a really good idea because everybody wanted equality, and their scenario was, well, if coaches can move freely, players can move freely. Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of unintended consequences that have been a nightmare, in my opinion, with the transfer portal. And what you don't want to see is this same thing happening with the NIL. Right now, there hadn't been a lot of big things happening, but I'll give you an example. You know, now, you know, there's a company that wants to sponsor and get behind the Miami Hurricanes and pay every player. Well, the problem with that is it's like the Wild Wild West. The biggest guns win, right? So where does that end if all of a sudden, you know, everybody has a guy that's got a $1 billion company that wants to do the same and now pay the players $20,000 a piece? Where does that end? Things like that are scary to me. And a year from now, there's going to be other things that pop up because you got some really bright, intelligent people out there that can circumvent the rules, which, by the way, there's not a lot of rules right now. There's no uniformity anywhere because politically no one's come out and gave us, you know, consistent legislation. So now it is like the Wild Wild West. Everybody's living by a different set of rules. But as far as the coaches being affected by this right now, I think it's very little. What you worry about is how would this in the long term is going to affect the recruiting game. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, and again, we talked about that yesterday, is that the fact the NCAA is just basically backing out, saying we're not dealing with it any longer. We don't want to get sued, and so therefore, who is going to police this? I'm not quite sure. There is a void right now, and anytime that there's a void in any kind of power structure, all of a sudden it gets sucked up in this vacuum of probably, you know, kind of gray areas, we'll put it that way. My last one, And talk me off this, you're much smarter than me, Chiz, is the fact that I think name, image, and likeness will just kind of change a little bit, but mostly for the students. I think the game of football, specifically here in the SEC, is going to be changed much more so by immediate eligibility within the transfer portal, right, with immediate eligibility for transfers. Were you surprised that move followed, and is that good or bad for the sport?
I don't like it, PB, and I'm gonna go back to the genesis, the beginning of this transfer portal again. Boy, it sounded like a great idea. The media jumped on it. Everybody jumped on it. Hey, let's give the players the power. The players ought to be able to move, right? And you paint this really nice, rosy picture for everybody. You know what? Hey, everybody now can make big boy decisions. They can take their bat and ball and go home at any whim because, you know what, I can go play easier at this spot, or I can go play easier at this spot. Some of that is true. Some people can do that. But here's the lion's share of the things that are happening that nobody wants to talk about. So Freddie over here had a full scholarship, and he didn't like what was going on. He took his bat and ball and went home because it was a knee-jerk emotional reaction because there's no firewalls put up to stop that. He enters into the transfer portal. The problem is, He oversold and overthought his ability compared to what everybody else thought. So guess what? Now Johnny had a $200,000 scholarship, was going to get educated, come out with a degree, and go do something really nice in the world, except nobody took him, PB. And so now Johnny can't afford to go to school, or Freddie can't afford to go to school. So what does he do now? So nobody wants to talk about that, but the reality of the transfer portal is that's happening way more than anybody wants to bring to light. If somebody did a study on it, you'd be shocked.
And I bet those numbers are going to come up, right? Because now we're starting to see all of a sudden, you know, a little bit more, quote unquote, big data that shows, all right, now we've had this for 2 or 3 years. How many players truly go to a better situation? Right. And, you know, better can be relative, but how many went from a Power 5 school to, like, hey, man, I'm just trying to play anywhere. and I kind of miscalculated that. So that's going to be very interesting to see. By the way, I have learned while you were talking, Gordon Lightfoot, one of the top Canadian songwriters of all time. So, Chiz, you mean to tell me the last concert you went to wasn't even a USA guy? Like, it was a Canadian songwriter? Come on.
What do you want me to say, Bruce Springsteen? I mean, what do you want me to say, PB?
I don't know. Little Uzi Vert? I don't know. I figured maybe, you know, maybe your son got you going to a concert or something like that, or the wife he had
Neil
you going.
Neil Diamond? You want Neil Diamond? I mean,
Rhinestone Cowboy. all right. We will have some fun coming up next week. Travel safe, my friend. We will see you Monday over at SEC Media Days, all right?
As always, PB, enjoyed it, my friend.
He is the best. He is Gene Chizik. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. That's 855-242-7285. You know, it's interesting at Chiz, and Chiz has had many opportunities to get back into coaching. He's so good. The difference between Chizik the first year that he was over with us at SEC Network, when he was really more kind of Gene Chizik from Auburn, right? Like he was the head coach. And a little rough around the edges, but knew his stuff. And then he went and took a DC coordinator job over at North Carolina, did a fantastic job with Larry Fedora. But then when he was done with that, got back into television. And it was so much more interesting from him saying that, man, it helped me understand the media aspect of it and how I could use it to my advantage that I wish I would have had it done before. And there's not a better soothsayer of the truth than what Gene Chizik has to say, and I'm proud to call him a co-worker there at the SEC Network. All right, I tell you what, I haven't taken a lot of phone calls. We'll do that next. Get in here. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. That's 855-242-7285. What do you want to hear from your coach over at Media Days and some of these kind of crazy matchups? If you're an athletic director, what matchup would you want your favorite team to schedule? That coming up on the Paul Finebaum Show.
You're listening to the Paul Finebaum Show podcast.
I got to be honest with you. I was hoping this song was going to ring a bell. It didn't. Peter Burns in here for Paul Finebaum, as we just had the great Gene Chizik on with us earlier. Jake, did you know this was a Gordon Lightfoot song? Yes?
I did not know that this was a Gordon Lightfoot song, but I know that somewhere in the United States of America, Gene Chizik is listening and ready to run through a wall right now.
Oh, trust me. He's got to be that fired up. And if you get fired up for Gordon Lightfoot, I mean, God bless you. I get this Coach's Hot Seat Musings on Twitter. He goes, how in the hell could Peter Burns ESPN exist on Earth and not know who Gordon Lightfoot 365 is? Why are you sitting in for Finebaum if you're some kind of French intellectual who just wandered in from the beach if you don't know who Gordon Lightfoot is? I'm sorry. I just don't. Maybe is there another Gordon Lightfoot song there, Jake, that one I need to know? Like, is there anything? Well, like, what's the second Googleable song that he has? Maybe that one rings a bell.
I got
for
one more. Hold on. Let's try
okay.
this one out.
We're going to try one more time.
We're going to do this together, okay? Okay. I'm not very Gordon Lightfoot heavy either.
Yeah. Right. Let's see what we got.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This one sounds kind of familiar, right?
Yeah, no, I'm nothing. I feel bad. This is like one of those, and I guarantee you there's people driving right now, coming home or heading to a summer vacation, listening to us across this country, that are just pounding their fists right now. angrier than any sports take I've ever had here on this show, and I've had some bad ones. The fact that I just don't know anything about Gordon Lightfoot. Like, it's... apologize. And here's the bad part about it, Jake. It's not one of these things where you listen to it and you're like, all right, I think I can get into this. This is not much of a sales pitch.
I think I'm with you on that.
Is that wrong? Okay, I'm just making sure.
You want to get people really mad, I'll start singing 30 Luke Bryan songs, and then I won't know who Gordon Lightfoot is.
Yeah. They're like, you don't know what good music was back in your day. I tell you this, let's change it up. We've been talking a lot of SEC football, and rightfully so, on the Paul Feinbaum show. But I want to ask you, I'll ask you this question. Is there a band out there? Jake, this is for you. This is for our callers as well. And you can hit me up on Twitter at Peter Burns ESPN. Is there a band that you got drugged into seeing? Not drugged, but like somebody drugged you over there into seeing. That all of a sudden you're like, I don't want to go see this concert. I have no idea who this person is. And at the end of it, you became a fan, right? Like at the end of the concert, you're like, I would have never seen that had I had to go. And I went, and now it just opened my mind to what is out there. 855-242-PAUL is that phone number. That's 855-242-7285. I am curious because a couple years ago, probably 9 years ago, I was living in Denver. A buddy of mine comes in, played college golf with me at Texas, and we were talking about going to a football game, and he's like, yeah, I'll see what other concerts are happening in Denver. And he says, oh, by the way, there's this band called the Lumineers. And I looked them up, and it looked like I call them the Dead Cat Emo Banjo Band, right? It just looked terrible. Looked like nothing I would ever actually want to watch or listen to. Like, maybe, like, they, you know, like, negotiate with terrorists with that. It's like, it's not what I'm going to listen to. From the South, I'm not listening to that. A couple years later, after watching them, they were, like, my wedding song. They were that good. So, it can happen. I just need to know who that band is for you. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. Mitch is in South Carolina. Thanks for joining Peter Burns and my bad musical taste here on the Paul Feinbaum Show. What's up, Mitch?
Peter, are you familiar with the Edna Fitzgerald, the ship that wrecked in the Great Lakes, the broken half?
No.
Well, Gordon sung the wreck of the Edna Fitzgerald, and it was the number one song in 76 or 77.
Okay, so I was -3, so at least I'm a little bit, I get a somewhat of a free pass there, right, Mitch?
I mean, you get a pass, but he is legitimate. He has more than one number one hit.
No, I totally understand. It's not like a one hit wonder. So now, all right, I've got that. All right, so I will go out there and take a look at it. And my goodness, we have just absolutely hit the bee's nest here. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. Let's get one more in here before break. Texas, we go. Jay, thanks for joining Peter Burns in on the Paul Feinbaum Show. What's up, Jay?
How's it going, Peter?
What's up, man? Yeah, all right, what's that? What's the band that you have to heard the first time and now you're all in on?
Well, it's not so much me as it is my wife. I drug her to a Def Leppard, Styx, and Tesla concert.
And she was all
she
in.
Had no idea who it was, and I'm surprised. She's a country music type connoisseur, I guess, and likes her country music. And Before she left, I had her singing Def Leppard. So there we go.
Now you see Def Leppard. I could see that to a certain extent because I think they were probably great. I've never seen them live, but I would imagine they were in fantastic performers. So I think that's part of the deal.
I've always been a pretty good fan of them. But man, Styx and Tesla too. Holy cow, that was a great lineup in Atlanta.
There you go.
All right. I just wanted to say big war eagle from Texas and horns down.
Hey, there you go. I knew we'd get a horns down in here. Thank you, Jay. I lied to you. We'll take one more phone call to open up another line because you guys are fired up about this. Lee is in California. Welcome to the Paul Feinbaum Show with Peter Burns. What's up, Lee?
Hey, anybody in the South knows this band, Cowboy Mouth.
Okay.
I,
yeah.
uh, Yeah, when I used to live in South Carolina, somebody told me, you got to go see this band Cowboy Mouth. And I was like, I'm not into country music. And they're like, no. And so I went. It was one of the most entertaining shows I've ever seen. I love those guys.
Now, where was it? Where did you see them at? What city? What venue?
I went when I was in Charleston. I saw them at the Windjammer, Isle of Palms, and it was so much fun. And now I've seen them out in California. I've seen them in Baton Rouge. I've seen them.
Also, Lee is all in. Lee, thank you.
One of the most entertaining shows ever.
There it is, A Little Jenny Says by Cowboy Mouth. All right, we might do that. More of your phone calls on this if you want to talk SEC football here. But I'm actually, I try to educate you on SEC sports and storylines. You guys are educating me on music today, and I can't thank you enough. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. More of those calls and more interviews coming up. Peter Burns in here for Paul Feinbaum.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Peter Burns in for the Paul Feinbaum Show. You know, I get so excited when I host this show, right? Because I'm like, man, we get to talk to my people, get to be here nonstop. We'll talk LSU, quarterback situation, name, image, and likeness, transfer portal. And then I look at the phone lines here on the Paul Feinbaum Show, and the only thing people want to talk about today here on this Friday is what concert they got drugged to at some point, and now they ended up being a huge fan afterwards. I love you people. 855-242-PAUL. Let's get right in the middle. Mike is in Kentucky. Thanks for joining Peter Burns into the Paul Feinbaum Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, thanks, Peter, man. I love you on all your shows. Hey,
I appreciate that.
My concert would be one. It was in the mid-80s. Alice Cooper did the song for Friday the 13th, and we were going to the concert because of that. But I'm going to tell you what, that is the greatest stage show ever, and I was hooked, lining all the way once I seen him.
And he was a performer, right? You know, not only the music was pretty good, it wasn't my taste, but he had just had such a stage presence. And a lot of people don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
He's a huge golfer as well, too. You remember, he was actually in Callaway golf commercials for a while there, Mike.
Yeah, for years, yeah.
Mike, great stuff, man. I appreciate the phone call, and thank you for the kind words earlier. 855-242-PAUL is the number. Let's go to Alabama. Edwin, thanks for joining Peter Burns here on the Paul Feinbaum Show. What's up, Edwin?
Hey, good afternoon, Peter. I tell you, my artist that has to do it for me is blues rock guitarist Joe Bonamassa.
You know, I have heard a legend, right? And was it one that you knew that he was good going into and was even more blown away, or you had really no idea?
I was kind of right in between. I knew very little about him. I went to a show in Montgomery and had to drive through a freak snowstorm in Alabama in December to get there, and I barely got there. And when I got there, I was absolutely blown away. I couldn't believe how good he was and how great that show was. I've since had to go to Birmingham and Nashville to see him also.
So you're hooked. That's great.
I'm hooked.
That's what it is. Edwin, thank you so much for the phone call, man. I appreciate it.
Sir.
Let's go. Let's take one more quick one in here. Let's go to the ATL. Johnny, welcome into the Paul Feinbaum Music Hour here with Peter Burns hosting.
How you doing, Peter? Great to be on the show. Mine's just a little bit lengthy. 1971, Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, Grand Funk.
No.
Okay. And there's more to the story. This is my 50th class reunion this year. July the 2nd, a couple of weeks ago, me and 15 of my classmates I graduated with went and saw Grand Funk in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Come 50 on.
Years later.
That is
yes,
pretty
sir.
Awesome, man. And, well, I mean,
yes,
you know,
sir.
You think of the memories that we have. Johnny, we got to roll because we're up against the top of the hour, but thank you so much for that phone call. I mean, I get goosebumps when I hear that because I think that's what we miss so much about college sports in this last year is that those were those memories that we created, right? It was about being in Jordan-Hare. It was about being in Death Valley, and we didn't get a chance to have that last year, and I think that's why we're so excited because – those are where those memories are going to be created. I'm all in for keeping this rolling if you guys want. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. Bob, John, Rad, Frank in New Jersey, all of your phone calls. Hang tight. We will continue. I love hearing these stories as we get closer to SEC Media Days and summer festivals as well. Peter Burns in for the great Paul Feinbaum.